This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. With the caveat that it is still raining in Houston and all along big chunks of the Gulf Coast, in fact, and we don't quite know yet what it's going to look like when the water recedes, people who are professionals in this line of work, disaster and emergency preparedness, are starting to prepare for the next phase of Hurricane Harvey, the cleanup and the very long aftermath. Craig Fugate ran FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency for President Obama. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
With the understanding that, first of all, this is still a developing event, and Katrina and Houston are different than Harvey and New Orleans, it seems that things infrastructure-wise and logistics-wise are running better this time. What's your sense?
Well, I've learned never to compare two disasters. They're all different. I can tell you that with Harvey, we are dealing with a large number of homes that have flooded. Many of whom were not in the flood zones where they had to buy flood insurance. So we have a very, very large uninsured flood loss developing in Houston right now.
What's going to happen when the rain stops and the water starts going away? Because that is sort of the very long tail for what FEMA does.
Right. Well, you know, still very much dealing with the active flood, but the next steps will be, where are people going to stay, both in shelters and temporary assistance, you know, hotels and motels and just about anywhere we can put people. But more important, where are they going to stay longer term? And how do we start repairing a lot of homes, many of which did not have flood insurance?
How do you do that? I mean, do you go in with inspectors and adjudicators and figure out what's habitable, what's not, and then work with the parties down there?
Well, that's going to be one of the big roles that local and state government with FEMA supporting. But the other thing is, that, and these are kind of the steps we've learned in all these floods, is it's going to take a lot of volunteers over the next couple of weeks to get all these homes dried out. You know, the first thing we've learned about floods is, if we're going to save a home, we need to muck them out to prevent mold and further damage so we can start focusing on repairs to get people back home.
As you think longer term and how Washington, specifically Congress, deals with this, and I'm imagining you've spent more than your fair share of time at the long green table in front of various congressional committees, where does the, I guess, the ball land next in terms of finding the money for this?
Well, FEMA is fortunately fully funded to respond to these kind of events, but they're going to definitely need both additional borrowing authority for the National Flood Insurance Program for that. That program is already $25 billion in debt, but they're going to probably need to borrow more money to service the policies here. In addition to a budget, raising the debt ceiling, the National Flood Insurance Program's up for reauthorization. We'll be looking at how much money both immediately and longer term will be needed for this recovery.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy September, you think, in Washington, huh?
Well, as we've watched before, there's always a lot of debate and a lot of hand-wringing and a lot of finger-pointing, but at the end of the day, Congress has always funded these disasters. So I sometimes tell people, don't look at the sausage-making. It can be pretty scary, but Americans have always come to each other's aid. But I think it's also important to note that this, because this is such a large number of homes that were not insured by flood insurance, the FEMA programs are not going to make families whole. So there is going to be a lot of long-term need, both from government, but also from donations to volunteer groups to help people recover.
When you say long term, how long are you talking here, sir?
Years. Huh. This will be years to rebuild and get people back on their feet and get people back in their homes after this type of a flood.
Craig Fugate, he ran the Federal Emergency Management Agency for President Obama. Sir, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.